Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You want to talk about wallmine.com?
Yes. I think if we stop looking for sensationalism, if we go to wallmine.com and look up a 10-year performance history of the stock market, all the best companies are there. So like Google, Microsoft, United Healthcare, Tesla, Nvidia. So I think a lot of times when we're seeing these losses mount up, it's because we're picking a company and hoping that becomes a darling. Mm-hmm. I too wish I could have picked a company at $4 and it grew to $3,000. But the best thing to do, the way to eliminate the companies that are going to give you the biggest headaches, take peace out of your life and relationship, is to look at the track record of that stock for a 10-year period. Same in a relationship. If you look at a person's last 10 years and see what they've done, they're probably going to replicate that for the next 10 years. It's an easy way to screen out all of the bad players. So like if you notice, there are really no companies in that 10-year histogram that are down 700%, down 200% year, like that you don't have declining growth in those companies. So resource, wallmine.com, when it goes to performance, look at the last 10 years, and it's gonna give you 20 or 30 stocks that are really good that you can pick from there. I love 2Tech2 Index because it makes it easier, but if you want to find one of your own, that's a quick tip to be able to find some companies on your own.
And it's Wall, Mine. 2 L's,
yes.
Mine, MINE.com.
.com.
Yes. Wallmine.com.
Chico, right there.
For yes. The people that say they want more direct information.
Yes.
That's extremely direct.
Yes. Wallmine.com.
Carl Icahn.
Oh man.
Hindenburg strikes again. Talking about shareholders and dividends.
So, look, all right. So what's going on here? He's accused of running a Ponzi-like business for Hindenburg Research. Is there any truth to this accusation? Allegedly, once again, allegedly. Is there any truth to this accusation? And what would you do if you were investing in the EP stock.
Can we give him a little context?
Yes.
What he's being accused of is he's using cash from new investors to pay out dividends to shareholders at a ridiculous level. Right. So when we talked about how do people get paid, shareholders mm-hmm. get paid in dividends, that means that the company's made so much money that they've now given portions out to the people who have invested.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is the number of the return, which is, do you have the percentage?
No, I don't.
Allegedly. Yes. So it's all alleged, but that's the premise of that. That's what makes it the Ponzi scheme. I'm taking money from you to pay them.
Yeah. I love Carl Icahn dearly. I'm gonna give some context first. I'm gonna put him on a cape real quick.
Uh-oh.
Put cape emojis in chat, then I'm gonna get to it. Carl was the one who teamed up with Tim Cook to make Apple acceptable amongst the investor class to be able to invest in. Because at one point in time, Apple was not a favorable company to invest in. And as a result from there, Apple has done exceptionally well. I'm not sure if Carl is doing these things, but if you are taking new money in from investors and giving them to previous clients, that is not favorable, to say the least. So if I was holding the shares of IEP, I would probably take losses now, and I will wait until this clears, because this is a big allegation.
Yeah.
This isn't like you're using social media to prop up the stock, where it's morally on a gray line. This is like they're calling them Madoff, essentially.
Yeah,
they're saying, lower scale.
They're saying that IEP has paid out over $980 million in cash dividends, despite cumulatively burning almost $1.6 billion in their free cash flow.
Yeah, went too far.
You think?
Went too far.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, the thing is, like, amazing investor. Son's an amazing investor. But they're not Vanguard, BlackRock, Blackstone, Citadel. It's really tough to pay out that much in dividends. And then the stock has not performed the best. Like, if I look at, let's see what year was this. 2013 was a high, 149. Even before this allegation came out, in 2020, it went down to $40. When most stocks were doing incredibly well post-COVID, it went from a low of $33 and went to a high the next year of 60.
Mm.
So, like, if you're one of the most famed investors and you're doing incredibly well, you would think it would have went from $35 and went up to maybe 90 in comparison. So, but this is what I always say, invest in the top two, Vanguard, BlackRock, the top two in any space to have any kind of risk mitigation. So I don't know. I hope this isn't true. I love Carl. I think he's an amazing investor. But it goes back to what we talked about in Snowfall before. Also, when you are not a kind leader and you've talked about people from decades during these recessions, people are going to find ways to attack you and destroy your credibility. So in a recession, a lot of these quote unquote Ponzi's and illicit schemes get brought to light. The timing of it was impeccable on Hindenburg's timeline. And then of course, what happened in India, what did they report? They've been on a good streak of calling these out. Just be careful, man.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, a lot of money. A
whole lot of money.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top two eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.